Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to a special free call-in coaching edition of the Best Ever You Show with your hosts, Deb Scott and Elizabeth Hamilton Guarino, certified professional coaches. Together, Elizabeth and Deb combine their expertise to help you live your life to the fullest and be your best. We'll be taking your calls during this live coaching show for the next 30 to 60 minutes. So contact us here at the studio or just relax and listen. Remember, you can also visit us online at besteveryou.com and www.greenskyandbluegrass.com. And now, your hosts, Deb Scott and Elizabeth Hamilton Guarino.
Well, happy Thanksgiving, everyone, and welcome to the Best Ever You Show with Deb and Elizabeth here today with you. We invite you. Hi, Deb. How are you? I was going to go on to the phone.
Hi, good morning. Happy Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving and happy Thanksgiving and all that good stuff.
Oh, I like that. Happy Thanksgiving. I love it. If you want to call us over the next, what are we going to do, like maybe a half an hour or so?
Yeah, 20 minutes, half an hour. Take some live calls. Get the Best Ever You team together, the best people we know. Just like share the love sprinkles. People can call 714-868-0220. So, hey, name it and claim it. What are you grateful for? I think this is a good thing for all of us to do. Plus that, we have so many people, Elizabeth, that in the community, people we tweet with, the terrific tweeples, the people in Google+, all of our friends on Facebook. This is a nice opportunity to just quickly dial that number and say hello.
Yeah, it's getting to be a community of several hundred thousand people between both of us. It's just wild how it's grown since just even in the past year since we did our Motivation Marathon. It's amazing, isn't it? Well, I'm just so very, very grateful for that moment a couple of years back when you said, you know, you should have a radio show, Elizabeth. You should do this. You should. That was so cute. Mm-hmm. I'm just so very thankful for all the things that we do. Because I was saying before we went on the air, you can just feel the energy.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think we do all help each other. And the paradox of life, you know, if you want something, you have to give it away first for it to come back and be yours. And I think that that's really what this movement is about, is people saying, hey, look, I've got this talent, you've got that talent. You know, on my own, this is my best. On your own, this is your best. But guess what? When we put two and two together, we can create something that both of us can experience that's brand new and fresh and even better. So I think collaboration is definitely better than competition, you know, and that's something to be grateful for, the people that believe in that philosophy and live it every day.
Yeah, you know, when we put the show on today, I forgot that we were going to compete with the Macy's Day Parade right at 10 o'clock. But I do.
Speaking of competition, hey, you know what? Best people can multitask. So they can be, you know, putting the bird in the oven, got the Macy's Day Parade, listening to us online. You know, it's all working. It's happening. It's good.
I can hear my phone going off in the background. It's pretty funny. Sometimes people mistakenly call me at home instead of the radio show to get on the air. It's very funny. So that's my cell phone in the background going off. But I don't know if you can hear that or not. But people are tweeting us. We've got somebody from Japan tweeting us saying, Happy Thanksgiving, have a good day. So I don't know if they're going to be actually calling in. We've got somebody from Nepal who said, good night from Nepal, happy Thanksgiving. Isn't that wild? So people all around the world even are tweeting us to say, Happy Thanksgiving.
And you know, that's something to be grateful for, the respect that we have for each other's beliefs.
Yeah.
People in Nepal are not experiencing the American Thanksgiving, but they are experiencing the joy in the celebration and, you know, the encouragement of respecting one another, I think, is something to be grateful for. And there's people all over the world that are doing that. And, you know, it's one of the gifts of social media. I mean, I love Twitter's terrific. I'm seeing, I'm just going into Property Mermaid. Yes, hope it's going really well. Yeah, Twitter is great.
Yeah, I think a lot of our show is going to be Twitter because people sometimes don't feel comfortable with just calling in and, you know, saying hello.
Hey,
people are very uncomfortable.
Okay. But you know what? It's just it can be busy. But this is great. This is, you know, in the motivation marathon, I think one of the things that when that went so well. And by the way, people, you know, shameless plug, we're going to have a spring motivation marathon. It's going to be great. And it's all going to be about growing and giving. And Elizabeth and I, again, will be your hosts. And we've got some familiar faces and new lineups. It's just going to be awesome. So stay tuned for that. You can get updates at besteveryouandmotivationmarathon.com on my website, greensskyandbluegrass.com. But hey, you know, this Twitter interaction is fabulous. Howard Lynn, she's sending out the loved Happy Thanksgiving to you and yours. All sorts of people on Twitter. It's really got a, you know, it's not like we'd love to give ourselves credit, but it's you out there who's decided this is how we're going to communicate, this is how we're going to make it happen, this is how we're going to share the love and the positivity,
yeah, well, we
perfume
told everybody
and all
on,
that.
On, we have to really give a special thank you to Blog Talk Radio again. They are so good to both of us. They feature our shows and they get behind us on Twitter and in their blog and things like that. They're always doing something to help our shows grow. And they featured us again today. And it was pretty neat because in the show description on blogtalkradio.com, we put in our Twitter handles on there. So it says right in the show description if you don't want to call in to tweet us. And that's what people are doing. So it's pretty fun.
Yeah.
But I've got another
so cool.
one. Coming in here from Edward. Edward says, Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family and loved ones from Oklahoma, with about 6 exclamation points after that. So thank you for that tweet. And William Paisley, your pocket guru, we've got him. He's at your pocket guru. I love that.
He's fabulous.
Yeah, he's awesome, isn't he? Yeah, there's a lot of people here tweeting. I don't know if I can read all these on here.
I know. It's fabulous. And, you know, it's really amazing. Like, I think this is a day to stop and challenge yourself. What do you take for granted every single day? And really, really give that a frame to really admire it, appreciate it, and be grateful for it. There's so many things that we take for granted. And, you know, one of the Tiffany Ward, she's tweeting, I'm grateful because this is my first Thanksgiving in the USA. I mean, you know, there's just so many special things to be grateful for on this particular day. I love it. I love it. I love it. And, yes, I want to get back to what you said, because I think that's so beautiful. BTR. You know, a lot of people have said, wow, your show, the two of you people, how do you have so many downloaded listeners? What are you two girls doing? You know what? If it wasn't for Blog Talk Radio, this wouldn't be possible. So it is. We help each other. Yeah. One of the things that I love about that staff, Amy,
yeah,
you know,
I love
they're very
too.
Personal.
Yeah.
Amy, she's great. She's always, like, responding. John Sweet, he'll be in there, you know, if there's a crisis management moment. You know, Shannon, they're all just so great. And what an idea.
Yeah, I only know Amy
idea.
From that group, but hello to everybody else. You know, we got another tweet in from Michael, and he's at albe_m, so albe_m. Happy Thanksgiving, my friends. Sending hugs and prayers from the Big Hug Cafe. It's cute.
Oh, I love you!
Yeah, I love it. I'm going to retweet that one. And then another one from Eats and Treats. So it's Eats Treats. And she wants to know what's for dessert at my house.
I'll tell you, lots of pies. Yeah.
There's like 6 pies. I don't know. With 4 boys, I made pie. I don't know. They're like, when I was making them yesterday, I made 6 pies yesterday. And when I was making them, they were saying that they didn't even want me to cook turkey. We were just going to eat pie. And I kind of said, well, whatever you guys want to do, really, you know, the pie police and turkey police aren't going to come here. you can eat what you want to eat.
You are too funny.
That's funny. So, they can do whatever they want to do. But I made so much stuff yesterday and today. I'm still cooking this morning. It's crazy. Bootsy Boutique. Do you know Virginia at Bootsy Boutique?
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Thanks.
Virginia. Hi, Virginia.
Hi, Virginia. Thank you. And lots of happy Thanksgiving hugs to you. I'm going to retweet that one, too. So lots of people here. Stephen Dimmick, Daily Dimmick.
Oh, my gosh. We love him.
Yeah.
Hi, Stephen.
Hi, Stephen. There's a ton of people here. So I'm going to just go back here. But so what are you doing for Thanksgiving today? What are you doing?
Well, you know, I'm just going to be very peaceful. And as you know, I'm working on selling the house, so I'm going to do some cleaning. But I'm going to get outside and get some fresh air. And just, you know, really, this may be my last Thanksgiving in the family home. So I'm just going to appreciate the moment and whatever it brings. But, you know, you've got four boys. You've got such an active life.
Yeah,
what are you doing? What's going on at your house?
We've got, you know, we're doing kind of the same thing. I think everybody's in the other room watching the Macy's parade, Thanksgiving Day parade. And then we just kind of, my husband is always on turkey duty. So he does the turkey. I made, you know, the stuffing and cornbread and, you know, just tons of food yesterday, like I mentioned, six pies. And then we just kind of chill out, but my husband is hilarious. My husband is a Black Friday shopper.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I'm not. He is. So he, for, you know, not crazy, you know, he's not going to camp out or anything like that. But if he sees something that feels like it's a good deal or something like that, he'll, you know, like maybe on a TV or something along those lines, he'll go at midnight or, as he's planning to do this year, go out at midnight and go out at 5 in the morning for things.
Wow.
Isn't that scary? It's really hard to picture my attorney husband doing that, but he does. He's got this
you
little
know,
stopper bug in him. It cracks me up.
I know. It's like, hey, just be who you are. Celebrate you. And that really is, and, you know, we talked about in the beginning, happy Thanksgiving, happy Thanksgiving. It is about life and being grateful. I mean, for me, I'm so grateful for friends that we're talking to this morning on Twitter, for you, for family, and even my parents and people that have passed on. Grateful for having them in my life, you know? It's so much better to have something to cry about as far as missing with sweet memories, than to not have the experience at all. So I think to be grateful for all of those people that have made such a difference. And, you know, look at the people that are in New Jersey and New York, you know, with Sandy and everything, how grateful so many of those people are to just be together with their family members and be alive. And that's in the midst of some real tragedy. And we know a lot of those people. We communicate with them. So,
well, yeah,
you know, we
husband,
can't take anything for granted.
No, my husband's whole family is from New Jersey. And so they were hit very, very hard. And they didn't have power for quite some time, well over a week, almost everybody in the family. And we're talking a huge family. I mean, kind of anybody with the name Garino down there. That's a family member. Or Aiello or Perillo. And it was just, it was sad to see, you know, all the chaos going down there. And we had an aunt who was 92 who was without power for a considerable amount of time, and she refused to leave her house because of her bird and cat and things like that. And so quite thankful that things are, at least people have power, and, you know, there's, I don't know how they are with all the gas lines and things like that, but there's still an incredible amount of destruction there. It's going to take years to rebuild. So, but I think people could at least sit back and be thankful that they're alive.
Really? Yeah. I love that each person has an idea. It says, you know, I can make a difference. There was somebody that I had seen. He was a pie maker in Texas, I think, and he and his family and friends, they drove up and made thousands and thousands and thousands of pies, and they're just out giving them out. You know, we make a difference. We matter. We think we don't, but we do. And, you know, it's like that movie, It's a Wonderful Life with Jimmy Stewart and Donna Reed. You know, you think that you don't matter, you don't make a difference in so many cases. But then if you were really look at all the people you touched in your life, you know, it would really be empty if you weren't there. For those that love you and everybody around. And I think that sometimes we have to deliberately challenge our thoughts and say, hey, let's talk about what we are grateful for today and really make it an important decision. Because you know, this day is never going to happen again. Isn't that wild? This day, there'll never be another Thanksgiving like this again. We're making history, Elizabeth, and all of us on the call. It's never going to come this way again.
Yeah, it's definitely a practice to be grateful every day, to practice gratitude every day. Sometimes it takes a frame of mind and some practice to get there. I know a lot of people aren't quite there where you say, yeah, wake up every morning and be grateful. People are like, what? You actually consciously think that? You know, kind of thing where you plant both feet on the ground and say, thank you, I'm breathing and I'm alive today, kind of, and go from there. And that can be kind of go back to what you were talking about, where you just sort of take things for granted until you stop and think, wow, there's a lot to be grateful for here, even just simply breathing.
Yeah, I know. And really, if you think about, well, you know, sometimes I think that we need to do some volunteer work just to kind of get out of our own way, and get a perspective.
Perspective is key there. You know, sometimes when my children get a little bit, I don't know what it is, they're not really growing up in an environment where they're hurting for much, you know, that kind of thing. So sometimes when I feel like they're getting a little bit, when they lose perspective a little bit, we go back and we volunteer somewhere and sort of show them what other people have or don't have and things like that, just to kind of keep things in check. I think that's really important to do, is to really think about other people. I know when I was a kid, my parents used to do this thing at church. They're not really in a position to do it anymore, but we grew up every year with my parents doing this. And every year about this time, they'd put a note out into church simply asking people for what they needed. And they did it anonymously. And one year on the list were things like toilet paper, socks, underwear, things that we have, you and I would have. And I remember being about 8 years old going, really, seriously, people on the list here is like toilet paper, paper towels, Kleenex, socks, underwear. And it really hit me hard at about age eight, seriously. And my parents always did it anonymously, but every year they bought everything on that list for people and gave it out.
I know.
I have one of the lists here still. It hangs right on my desk all the time. I have a copy of one of the lists, just as always a reminder of, you know, yeah, you've got shoes, clothes, coats, house, car, all those things. There's a lot of people who don't have that.
You know, I really think that the older I get, okay, I am not super...
Sorry to be so serious, but I'm serious. Go ahead, sorry.
I know, you're very... No, I love the seriousness. I mean, I think that it's like that whole bittersweet thing. It's working for me, Elizabeth. It's always good. It's all good. But I was just going to say, you know, there are some things that I'm probably not so thankful for that I have to admit to, okay? Getting a little older does not make me super happy. It's a privilege that many have not received. But, you know, you look, it's like, okay, well, it's a little harder to run all those miles. It's a little harder to keep the weight off. It's a little harder. Yeah, a little bit more eye cream there for the crow's feet. Here's the deal with aging that I love, the experience and all of those things that we learn in life. And I think that the gift of aging and getting a little older is really getting to the simple basics, that those are the things that really matter. The food, the shelter, the friends, the love, doing work of passion and meaning. And I think that that is really a gift because, you know, I don't know about you or anybody else out there. When you're younger, you just feel like, yeah, you got to do, instead of just human being. It's a human doing. And that is a really great gift that I am very grateful for every year that I get older, is that awareness of how the simple things mean the most.
Yeah, if you center your whole life on your looks, it's going to be really hard if you do have the privilege to get older, unless you're totally plastic surgery-ing. That's a good word, isn't it? You like that, surgery-ing?
Hey, listen, you know, you're an innovator. You know, you're an entrepreneur and innovator, so you can create your own language.
My own
it's working.
Words,
it's
my own
okay.
Vocabulary. But, you know, my mom always says, like, getting older is like dodging bullets a little bit with various things that happen. I just think that's a funny thing. Getting older is like dodging bullets. But they're, you know, they're almost set. My mom is turning like 65 this year, and my, you know, it's crazy.
65. That's so young.
Yeah.
That's another thing. The older you get, the younger everything.
Isn't it funny? Like, that's so young. Yeah.
No, but I know that's really true. You know, it's funny because I came across...
math. She's turning 68, actually. 68.
Well, that's okay. 70, she's,
yeah, that, but they're, you know, they've gone through each a lot of health crisis. I mean, just crazy stuff over the past, since, you know, 2004. So, you know, 8 years of pretty good health problems with my dad especially. And then my mom having a bout of leukoplakia, which had to be treated at the Mayo Clinic. And I'm so grateful that my parents, I talk to them almost every day. They're coming to visit December 7th through the 10th here to Maine. You know, that's a huge deal. My dad's taken 2 plane trips since he's had strokes, and this is going to be the second one, and both of them have been to Maine. It's a really big deal because it's really hard to fly when you're that sick.
Yeah, I know. I did. I firsthand know that one.
Yeah.
And you know, that's a good tip for people out there. If you have a family member, parents that are still alive, hey, somebody would really be grateful for that opportunity to have one more day with mom or dad. So, you know, really appreciate that. It's, don't wait till it's gone to appreciate it. Be in that moment. Learn from others. I think that's a really important thing because I tell you, you only get one mom and dad, and maybe they weren't the best in your eyes. They did the best they could with what they had, and some parents I know of hardships that, you know, wasn't right. But, wow, you know, you don't want to be living with regrets. So today's a great day, if you stumbled on the show, to just remember, hey, just take what you like and leave the rest. You'll be much better off.
That's a really good point. Take what you like and leave the rest. I love that. Well, we're getting more tweets than we are calls. I thought
okay.
That might happen to us. So again, just tons of people. Randy Siegel, who is Frank Stallone's manager, says, "Happy Thanksgiving. Have a safe day and enjoy the NFL." I love that because there's so many football games tonight. There's a tweet from you. We're live on air. What are you grateful for? Hi, Deb. I'm grateful for you.
I'm grateful for you. Mutual Admiration Society.
Exactly. You know who we have to mention? Dr. Alex. Dr. Alex Concord.
That's right.
We
Dr.
Really
Alex, our friend in the UK.
Oh, I love her. She's just...
Yeah, we're going to be having her on. We're going to do a once-a-month show with her. She is, her thinking, her mind, she's amazing.
Yeah, let me spell her Twitter handle out. It's DRALEXCONCORDE. So Dr. Alex Concord. And then I don't think we've heard from Deborah Oakland. She's probably still asleep out there in California, I'm thinking. But Deborah Oakland, Andy Lyons, all that crew, Heshi, they're wonderful. Heshi's on an airplane, or she said she would have joined us. So hi, Heshi.
Oh,
happy Thanksgiving.
Cute.
Happy Thanksgiving, Deb. Deborah Oakland. Who else? What about Wayne Scott Lucas? All the people.
Oh,
that,
yes.
Yeah, all the people. We love all of our Motivation Marathon people. So, anything else you want to mention? What else are you doing today? Are you going to cook? Are you going to eat? I know I'm going to go for a run.
Am I going to eat? No, I definitely I will definitely do the turkey and the bird and that whole thing. I'm telling you, I'm just really I'm just grateful. Yes, for the turkey. I'm not a big cook like you. Okay, so I'll be grateful for that. But I really, you know, I'm telling you. Fresh
come up here.
Air.
If you want to drive up here, you can come up here and eat Thanksgiving with us.
Yeah, go up to Maine and the Boston area over here.
Pretty bad.
You know,
Thanksgiving, though.
No, I don't think on Thanksgiving Day it'd be too bad. But listen, before we go, I got to tell you, I know this is a little bit. Don't be saying I'm just getting too holy roller here. But I found this beautiful litany of Thanksgiving prayer. Did you see that posted on my page?
I didn't, but I'm gonna. Before you read that, can I take this call?
Yeah.
Hello, caller from the 561 area code. Did you want to just listen today, or did you want to talk to us and tell us what you're grateful for?
Oh, hi. I was actually just listening. I saw your great tweet about about the show, and I just happened to get back online.
Oh, cool. Hi.
And saw it. So just enjoying the last few minutes listening in.
Okay, perfect. Well, happy Thanksgiving to you.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, too.
Tell us what your name is and where you're calling from.
My name is Bob Berg. I'm calling from Jupiter, Florida.
Oh, Bob.
Bob
Berg. Yeah.
The Bob Berg?
Well, I, to me, I guess I am.
Berg.
Probably that other people know.
Hi, Bob Berg. It is Bob Berg, yeah. Oh, cool.
Well, it's always
very cool.
Well, you know, I just met him on Twitter yesterday. Over the past few days, I got included in some tweet. And I'm like, oh, who's that? I'm like, oh, my gosh, it's Bob Berg. That's really cool. Hi, Bob.
Well,
and,
I've enjoyed your tweets for quite a while. And, you know, I love to on Twitter every so I, you know, I don't really wait till follow Fridays. I pretty much just when I'm feeling grateful for someone's wisdom or knowledge that they're sharing, I like to kind of just acknowledge them with a few others, and so I happened to see you, and I recalled some of your tweets and thought, you know, I'd like to just give her a shout-out.
Oh, this is what's so cool, isn't it? I've had, like...
That's why he's a go-giver. That's why he's a go-giver.
But this is exactly
why... Because he's a giver. He's given love.
Gosh, yeah, love to you.
That's sweet.
He's at Bob Berg, B-U-R-G, on Twitter. And, that is so cool. You're the speaker and best. It's the Bob Berg, Deb. The speaker and best-selling author, Bob Berg.
I know, that's why I was taking it. The Bob, the go-giver, the, like, New York Times best-selling author, speaker, go-giver.
Well, you know, you all are embarrassing me, but notice I'm not asking you to stop. Isn't that a funny thing?
That's too funny. And your website is berg.com, B-U-R-G.com. So cool. But that's, you know, Bob and Deb, that's kind of why we do this show, and it's a little bit impromptu, and we're sort of chatting, you know, chatting around and deciding what to talk about. Andy Lyons just tweeted into Deb, by the way. And, you know, this Good Morning Gratitude series started by a sheer fluke. We were testing a headset because my son said, Mom, you need a headset to do the show with from now on. And so I asked Deb if she could do some equipment checking with me, and we were live on air, and everybody started to call in. And it was just so interesting. So is this our fourth Good Morning Gratitude show, I think? Third or fourth?
I know. You know, when I listen to you, Elizabeth, it makes me feel like my life is totally none of my business. You know, it's like... The best things always happen when we don't plan them. I don't know, but what do you, Bob, what do you think about that whole, you're so the gratitude giver person. What do you think this does for people when they get a chance to name it and claim it and just say hello?
Well, you know, I think it's a great thing anytime we can acknowledge gratitude. And, you know, this was something that in my life that was not a strength for me. Because I would say for the first 30 years of my life, I did not focus on all the great things I had. I tended to look at what I didn't have rather than what I did have, and I would say that wasn't a strength. About 20 years ago, I read the book Benjamin Franklin, The Autobiography, and which I thought was a wonderful book. And he had in his book what he called he put himself through a course, basically a self-improvement course, because there were certain weaknesses he had that he felt he needed to work on. And so I started following that too. One of them was gratitude, and so I sort of went on a real kind of mission to improve my level of gratitude in my life, and started really studying up on it and focusing on it, and it made such a huge difference in my life. I truly believe that gratitude is one of the foundational principles, because let's face it, without gratitude, nothing else really matters, because you, by the very nature of the thing, there's nothing to appreciate. I mean, there's lots to appreciate, but if you're not appreciating it, does it really matter?
Love that. Boy, those words just rang a bell with me, because I think I spent a lot of my youth up until I was probably, you know, like in my late 20s, getting things, getting this and getting a house and getting a car and just getting things. And I had a life-threatening allergic reaction. Like a resuscitated
moment. I remember reading
moment.
About that. That
yeah,
was an amazing
I mean,
story.
Fully resuscitated in things. And from there, it all, you know, it's like, yep, that's a car, that's a house, those are parachute, you know, totally. So I spend so much of my time living in gratitude, but it's very hard when you see so much, you know, materialistic things happening, like what do you think of Black Friday, for example? What does that do for you? There's a lot of material going on. Do you think that's gratitude? Does that make sense? Sort of.
Well, personally, I mean, I don't like crowds unless I'm speaking in front of them. So
I knew you'd have a good one.
Yeah. So Black Friday means nothing to me in terms of the shopping. And you know, what's interesting? Have you ever read the book The Five Love Languages?
Yes.
It was written by oh goodness gracious, I'm mad at myself for not
I can't remember it either, but I know the book that you're talking
thinking
about.
Thinking of the title. Great book, and it shows how, you know, we all have our different things that we like, basically, the ways that, well, one of them is, you know, gifts, and one of them is words of affirmation, one of them's quality time, one's physical touch, one is there's one, and there's one more. Anyway, I'm really not a gift person. So to me, I don't. It's just not my language. You know, it's just not something that means a lot to me. So to me, the whole shopping thing doesn't do anything for me. Here's what I would say: somebody can love gifts and love things and love toys, and all those things are great. They all have their place. The key is, does that person really appreciate it? Do they understand that it is a real thing, you know, that it's something to be grateful for? And, you know, the sages asked, who is a rich person? And they answered, that person who rejoices in their lot, which means nothing more than whatever it is they do have, they're very, very grateful for. So, you know, I think it's fine if someone has their, people have their own particular likes. I mean, I love food. So I guarantee you when I'm eating, and Deb, I think, are you in the Boston area?
Yes, I am.
What part?
Well, I'm in the North Shore.
Okay.
So.
Oh, what city in the North Shore?
Newburyport.
Oh, okay.
Near Rockport,
actually,
Gloucester, all of that.
Okay, because I actually lived in Peabody for my first four years, but.
And he does
it
right. My Midwest self says Peabody.
Peabody, of course. Well, it's Peabody, just like it's Gloucester. You know, it's not. But and so, you know, I love food. And so and I know when I go up to Maine, of course, you know, you got the fried clams. And when you're in Boston, there's the North End. You know, you talk about someone who has gratitude. But to me, that has a lot more meaning than the gifts and presents on and the shopping on Black Friday. So I think it's really, we all have our likes and dislikes. And I think as long as we come by them honestly and we haven't stolen to get them, I think it's all great. I think the key is, are we grateful for it? Are we consciously focused on what's in front of us?
Yeah, and that's what that's what I wasn't. I was just getting things to get things. And I've changed so much over the past, I don't know, 20-some years to just be, you know, sure, okay, I get a new phone, but I'm very grateful for the phone. Or if I get a new pair of shoes, grateful for the pair of shoes. So very, I don't know, just thought very aware and conscious of things and just practice, you know, especially with four boys. It would, you know, I have four teenage sons, basically. They're 11, 13, 15, and 17. And really teaching them gratitude from the get-go has been a main mission of mine.
Mm.
So
well,
that they didn't have to learn
society.
It. So they didn't have to learn it at age 40, but they could just go with it from birth. Go ahead.
Well, no, I was just, when I was listening to both of you, I was just thinking, you know, the irony of it all is we can be grateful for these blessings that we've all received only because we've experienced the other side of it. And, you know, nobody, I'm raising my hand here, likes suffering or likes loss or likes anything that doesn't feel warm and fuzzy or great, but it's the irony of really experiencing those emotions that allows us the opportunity to have this conversation that we're all having now with all of these people all over the world. And, you know, maybe if somebody's out there not feeling super great about something, maybe you can be grateful for the fact that that's a seed for a future harvest of having those good feelings. You know, I think we need to really select who we associate with because, well, you're just saying as your speaker, Bob, you thousands of people, you know, you are who you associate with. So being grateful for having the opportunity, you know, I think to experience something better is also, you know, being grateful for the potential, right? Don't be afraid of change. Be afraid of staying the same.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. We have one more caller. Bob, can I leave you live with us?
I'd be delighted.
Okay, hang on just a minute. It's a caller from the 207 area code, which means it's a Maine caller. Hello, hello.
Actually, it's a Washington caller. Katie.
I'm so used to you calling in from your other phone number. I was like, oh, 207, cool. It's Dr. Katie Eastman. Wonderful.
Hey, guys.
Happy Thanksgiving.
I
want to
call in. Hi. Deb, I took your cue. Everyone here in our house is sick. So we're not having Thanksgiving dinner today, but we're grateful. And I think that what I'm most grateful for, I was going to say, is kind of following what you just said, Deb, so beautifully, is that, you know, I'm really grateful that I've had teachers along the way that have taught me about gratitude so that I could wake up feeling like junk this morning and understand that there's a way to be grateful for even that. And I think that's because of the people who blessed me in my life, my teachers, starting when I was very young, who taught me that. And I think that one of the things you guys were just talking about is the ripple of that, that all of us helping each other when we're down or when we're not feeling grateful to feel grateful, and how important that is. So I just wanted to call and say thanks. Best ever you, everyone. And wish
you
everybody
blow
a happy Thanksgiving.
Live on air?
No, I'm not. But
okay.
I'm going to lose my voice in about 2 seconds because I don't have much of one. But, just wanted to say how grateful I am for that, for having people who talk about gratitude and who've taught me about gratitude.
Well, we love you. I hope you feel better. And is it your whole, Callie and John are sick too then?
Yeah, everybody's sick. We're just going to take a day to rest and let our bodies do what they need to do. And when we feel better, we've got the turkey, we've got the stuff, and we'll have it another day.
Deb, are you there?
Katie.
What'd you say?
No, I'm just listening. I'm just listening, and I'm just... You know, I want you to feel better, but I'm also so excited that you had called in and echoing all those good things.
You
got a family. You know, being with your family, being sick with your family, that at least you're with. You have a family to be sick with, right?
Exactly.
Exactly. Yeah. And in Thanksgiving dinner for us is Ritz crackers and ginger ale right now, but that's okay. It's still the same idea.
Yeah,
and being home instead of being stranded in a strange place or at an airport or, you know, with all those, which again doesn't take away the yucky feeling of the sickness. It just means that we can reframe it in such a way that, that we know it could be a lot worse and there were things we can embrace.
Exactly. And it's like Elizabeth talks about, they're landmines. They're things that come up unexpected every day.
Mm-hmm.
And if we learn how to be grateful regardless of what comes up, what a different life we have. And then, boy, do you think we're going to appreciate Thanksgiving dinner on 3 days from now? Oh, yeah. So you never know what's going to happen when you wake up.
Well, I am sorry that you're feeling so yucky, and I can tell you were feeling yucky, too, because you didn't laugh at my blow-your-nose-on-air joke. Normally, that would have cracked you up. I was trying to make you feel better with a little laughter there and some, like, dead silence. I'm like, Katie, you must not feel well. Oh, well, feel better. And
anyway, all right. Yeah. Well, happy Thanksgiving to everyone, and I'm really grateful that you're there.
Oh, thank you. We love you, and we're grateful for you always, and hug everybody, and, yeah, I guess you can hug everybody because they're all sick. So you guys can all hug each other, share the bugs, and feel better. And I'll send you that pumpkin pie recipe again when you feel better.
All right. Okay. See ya.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Bye.
Feel better soon.
Great. Bye.
Deb, we have another tweet from at Gretchen Van D, and she says she's listening to Good Morning Gratitude on the air right now.
That's very cool.
Yeah, hi Gretchen. Happy. I don't know where she is in the world here. Up Houston, so probably happy Thanksgiving works there. So I've been being careful because there's a lot of tweets coming from out of the country.
Yeah, but so. I think that's so cool that, you know, what do you think? I love this. I'm grateful for Twitter in that sense because, you know, that is so cool. I have met. Well, look at here we all are on the conversation. We've been on Twitter, Google+, the social media. It's just so cool to connect with so many people all around the world. I think it's great. And then when you pick up the phone like you did, Bob, that's like, you know, your billboard for a living example of walking the talk and just, you know, going out there, making it happen. I think that really makes a difference when we look at everything in life and listening to everybody. You know, if we just like pasted a gift box on every person's head that we saw or spoke to, we would shift from, you know, thinking, okay, what is this, what's going to happen to this person? Everybody has a gift, the good, the bad, everything all together. We just got to get those glasses on. We got to just, you know, if everybody's a gift, we got to unwrap what that gift is. I think that's, you know, I think that's what people are doing today that have that gratefulness. Well, you know, I mean, you can either be miserable or you can be happy. So,
yes, definitely. Lorna, there's another tweet here from Lorna Byrne. She's Sunday Times number one bestselling author.
Lorna,
the
she was
author
just
of
on my
Angels
show.
In My Hair. Yeah, and a message of hope from the angels. So her tweet is LORNABYRNE. Bob, I have a question for you. Can I interview
you
a little bit while we've got you?
Huh? I got it. I guess I followed
story.
Gretchen. What is the now? What we just got another tweet, and what's that? That tweet so I can follow this person.
Lorna.
Or what was her Twitter address?
LORNABYRNE.
BYRNE. Okay, I'll connect with her too. Okay, so I apologize. What was your question? Oh, here's Lorna right here. Okay.
Yeah. Well, I was just gonna ask you a little bit about yourself. What? If I can,
sure.
If you don't mind for a minute.
Not
at what
all.
Made you get started in everything that you are doing today?
Say that again. What
made you get started, or what was it that started you out on, you know, to bring you to where you are right now?
Well, you know, when it comes right down to it, I'm real. You know, I was blessed with two very, very wonderful parents, and I still have them, thank God. And I'll be going over there in a couple of hours. They live actually 5 miles down the road. From me, we all live in. You know, I grew up in Massachusetts, as you know, and we all, my sister, her husband, my bro, we all live down here, very close to each other. But I'm very lucky having my folks, which is strange that I had that challenge with gratitude for 30 years because my folks totally live in gratitude, and so I it's amazing that it wasn't something I picked up, which you'd think I should have. But I really think that everything I do is just carrying out my dad's work. He's one of the most positive people I've ever known, and just has a way of genuinely making people feel good about themselves. And I think really in everything I do and in what I write, I'm really just, you know, standing on the shoulder of a giant and doing that. So I think that's really what it comes down to.
Yeah. Love that. And how old are your parents?
My dad will be 89 next month, and my mom 83.
Isn't that amazing?
Wow, that's so awesome.
So cool.
Yeah, they've been married 50, gosh, I think I'm 54, so I guess 56 years. And, you know, two better friends and soulmates you couldn't find. So it's you know, been a blessing having them as parents. So, you know, really I think all of us, you know, we all have our own stories and the reasons why we do, you know, what we do. I love hearing people's stories. I love knowing what drives people and what motivates them. And there's, you know, there's gratitude just in knowing that we all have our own stories.
Yeah. We're going to run out of time here. We only have 90 seconds left. Deb, do you want to go longer or should we just
no,
go
I mean,
more
I
pie?
Think this is no. I think people are probably, you know, gonna go and do their thing, but I just think it's just wonderful. And I do want to say about Lorna Byrne, you got her website, Lorna Byrne. She's amazing. Angels, blessings. She is just a real gift from God, and you know, I think that's important too. Well, I just don't know. I just want to say thank you to everybody. Thank you, Bob, especially for calling in. But everybody that called in and tweeted, and you know, the world needs more people like you.
Yeah. Good morning, gratitude. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. And if you're not celebrating Thanksgiving, but you've tweeted us, what did you say? Happy Thanksgiving. I love that. Happy Thanksgiving. That's cute. And so true. And just live in gratitude. I think thank you, Bob, for calling in. That's an amazing gift for the day.
Oh, thank you both. You both provided the gift. Thank you.
And so
we're
going to
have you on for a special radio show. You got to come on our show now. You got
to
come on for a special guest appearance.
Yeah,
well,
I would
be honored.
Perfect. All right. Well, yep, I'll let you close this out. We got 10 seconds.
I just want to say that you are the only person that's created in this space and time forever and ever and ever. That makes you totally awesome. God has created you for a special purpose to do a special thing that nobody else can do. We love and appreciate you. Thank you for joining us. Be your best. The world needs you to share your shine.
Okay, I'm going to record mine. I'm playing the recording. Love you all. Take care and have a wonderful day.
Bye. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thanks for listening to the Best Ever You Show. Want more? Visit us at besteveryou.com. Be your best and keep it real. Confident, successful, caring, and beautiful every day with Best Ever You.